This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm about to get into the manifesto, the gentleman that firebombed the building, cars, was shooting at police and got killed yesterday. And the bigger twist, the specifics of the governor saying he did it for Trump, try to hurt the people inside. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. But first, we have a report by Greg Reese, milkshakes to mall off radicalization of leftist pawns go full-blown terrorist. And when you read the manifesto of this guy, you're listening to a delusional fruitcake, and it's very, very frightening and scary to see how these pawns have been radicalized. Here it is.
On Friday evening, hundreds of protesters overtook the flagpoles outside the ICE facility in Aurora, Colorado. They raised a Mexican flag, an upside-down American flag with Abolish ICE spray-painted on it, and an upside-down Blue Lives Matter flag. Less than a day later, a man armed with a rifle threw incendiary devices at an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
A car in the parking lot was torched.
You know what? Go ahead and pause. This report's too powerful. Some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play it next segment and get into the manifesto, because here's the thing. When I get really irritable like I am right now, it's because I'm angry at myself that I haven't done enough to stop this. And there's also the sycophantic thing from the left. Oh, you worship the police. Now, I've been very critical of bad police over the years, and I'm an expert on the police state, which is the corrupt government using the police as an instrument of oppression. The police have had their major problems, but in response to the globalist tyranny, we've actually seen a lot of reforms by the police. And if I have to choose the globalist Chi-Com funded over our own municipal police, obviously I'm going to choose that. And you watch how the whole corporate media has been demonizing police for decades. It's incredible. You know, I noticed like 6-7 years ago that when we would bash bad police, or police that the media claimed were bad, we would be monetized by YouTube, and oh, it'd be promoted to the front page of YouTube. But if I did a positive profile on police, they would hide the video. And that was really the final straw, I guess like 8-9 years ago, when I started figuring out the big picture. And so now, this country is descending into a civil war. And it's like watching your family be destroyed in front of you, because we live here, this is our nation, and there's no restraint on the left with Ilhan Omar and just all the things they're doing and the way they've been inciting all of this, and it's only getting worse by the minute. So when we come back, we're going to play his report, because I got really upset when I saw Greg's report. And then I went live on air and had forgotten that when I was talking about American flags being taken down and Mexican flags being run up, that I didn't even point out they flew the American flag upside down with Abolish ICE spray painted across it. Well, the Blue Lives Matter flag upside down, pissed all over. And it just shows how the MSM and the corporate media and the universities have successfully radicalized giant armies of jerks, many of which came to this country for a free ride and then disrespect us the entire time. And that's where my frustration comes in, is that I get up here and talk about leftists being into child sex and child torture. And I say all this crazy stuff, and I'm not making it up. When I talk about them torturing toddlers to death and drinking their blood, that's real confirmed cases, okay? I'm telling you, you cannot underestimate how evil these people are. And their servants are just the scum of the earth. All right, well, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, hour number two of the Sunday broadcast. The globalists and their leftist mobs know that America and the world's waking up to corporate fascism in the guise of world government. And so they're resisting. But Ilhan Omar, AOC, Joe Biden are all calling for physical revolution, any means necessary, overthrow the government. Just last week, Infowars.com ran the story, Ilhan Omar's calls for eliminating existence of Border Patrol officers themselves. Here she is.
We have rogue agencies that have no accountability, no transparency in how they conduct their business. We know that they have spoken in the most vile ways about immigrants. We know that they have certain views about, you know, what brown and black people deserve.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we should be having a conversation about eliminating their existence, reforming, you know, the agencies that deal with our most vulnerable, which are children and women, and we are continuing to allow for them to terrorize people who are running away from the, you know, most horrific circumstances, and that's one inhumane,
yes.
and that can't sit well with the American values that we have, that sort of really clearly cares about dignity and humanity.
Right.
Okay. Decade-old numbers is the Border Patrol is about 55% Hispanic, about 10% Black. The numbers are it's way above that. They're not official, but it looks like about 65% Hispanic now. The idea that they're Nazis or these are concentration camps is asinine. These are failing borders, failed states that we border. They're pouring across. One-third are kidnapped children. That's mainline numbers. Obama invited everybody to come in. They say, if you have a kid, you get in free. Everything's free. And when people get here, they're pulling down American flags and running up Mexican flags in places like Aurora, Colorado, yesterday. And then Ilhan Omar fled a failed state, married her brother to do it, has been caught in income tax fraud that she's pled guilty to and paid fines, never worked a day in her life, just came and got on welfare and then runs tax scams. She's a criminal. And then she flees Somalia that has bombings every day, and women are not elected to government. Women are basically chattel. They had giant bombings and machine gun attacks at the only working hotel, basically, in the country yesterday. They don't have working airfields. They don't have electricity in most areas. But she comes here, I have another clip coming up, and talks about how Americans born here are not patriotic. She's a real American, and she'll teach you how to not be evil. And then Trump said, which, please go back to Somalia. If you want to come here from Somalia and you want to be part of the country, that's great. But here's the deal. Please don't come from the most barbarous, backward place on the planet and lecture us all day about how great you are. She's nothing but a parasite. Nothing but a parasite. So I want to go to Greg Reese's report here. It's short, but it's powerful. Titled, Milkshakes to Molotov Cocktails. Radicalized leftist pawns go full-blown terrorist. Here is the report. It's on InfoWars.com. Please find it. Please share it. America and the world's counting on you. Only you can stop the globalists. Here it is.
On Friday evening, hundreds of protesters overtook the flagpoles outside the ICE facility in Aurora, Colorado. They raised a Mexican flag, an upside-down American flag with abolished ICE spray-painted on it, and an upside-down Blue Lives Matter flag. Less than a day later, a man armed with a rifle threw incendiary devices at an ICE detention center in Tacoma, Washington.
A car in the parking lot was torched, and investigators say the suspect threw flares at a propane tank trying to make it explode. Ultimately, four officers opened fire, killing the man.
The Democratic Party is running their platform on radical open border policies.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
If the border goes, then our Constitution goes with it. Antifa has been using Molotov cocktails in Europe, and now the dangerous trend has officially arrived in the U.S., and the mainstream media supports them.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
When you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
But who is really to blame? There are elected government officials who support Antifa and fill their minds with radical claims of a Holocaust happening on our southern border.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, your colleague who was at the border with you, compared the facilities to a concentration camp. Do you agree with that comparison?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a number of experts that say this is because it's traumatic.
There are camps and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversial thing for her to say. We have to really truthfully speak about what's taking place. And this is why it's really important for us to abolish ICE.
There is no plan in sight. And nobody is having the real conversation.
Is there a natural limit to this kind of immigration? How many resources does America really have to share with the rest of the world? Are we as rich as we assume we are? Are you? How many poor people can we realistically accept before we're not that rich at all, but increasingly resemble the countries from which these people are fleeing? Now, it's possible there are good answers to these questions, logical answers. On the other hand, if there are answers, why is the left trying to prevent you from asking the questions?
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Told you they've been calling for firebombing facilities. I've got some of the articles here. Now they're doing it. And the governor says, oh, they did it to hurt the illegals. And remember, about 90% of them get released and they never show up. 90% get released within 2 weeks. And then 90% never show up to their amnesty hearings, to their political asylum hearings. Even though the judges are rubber stamping it, they just don't show up. Of course, you can't blame them. You know the courts are backlogged 4 years. Our border is broken. Just like Somalia has a broken border. And here's Ilhan Omar with pleasure in her eyes, knowing we have a conscience, going, they are concentration camps. Give me what I want. I control your country now. Do as I say. Here she is. Just yesterday, the story's up on NewsWars.com. Everybody needs to get this out. Saying that she's a better American. Ilhan Omar says she's more patriotic than natural-born citizens and will teach them to be American. Again, the average person spent 3 months at Ellis Island, the most open time in our history, being checked for diseases. Some were released right away, most in 3 months, some 6 months. Some were sent back on ships. It was found they were criminals. We have the most open country in the world right now. And we're the bad guys for bringing this snake in from her failed country. Here it is.
Something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't, like, don't gasp. It is that, like, I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. And I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy, that I work so hard to make sure that others who've had why just be American, why don't you be more like an American, can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing.
Well, we're going to come back with the rest of this because she's going to teach us. Don't worry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Chinese government, big mega banks, tax exempt, are openly funding Antifa, trying to trigger a civil war and bring down the U.S. They'll then bring total fascism in after they're done. And this individual who attacked the ICE facility in Washington State, William Van Spornsen, I want to get to his manifesto, which has been out for a day. The media is still saying a right-wing terrorist attacked an ICE facility trying to burn up precious immigrants. That's your controlled press. They're worse than Baghdad Bob. Remember the propagandists in the 2003 Iraq War? He said the U.S. had been pushed all the way into the ocean and all that. Same level of garbage. But right now, here's Ilhan Omar continuing with how, you know, she will teach Americans how to be Americans. She's a better patriot. And she will teach you. Here it is.
Why don't you be more like an American? Can continue to say that. Why can't you be more like an American? Because it used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. That is, you know, if you ask anybody in walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great.
Well, she's better than the governor of New York saying America was never great, it'll never be great. Oh, she's saying, oh, it used to not be fascist. Now it is, because if a mother wants to make her son cut his genitals off at age 8 in the state of Texas, the courts rule it's going to happen. And if I got to pay for abortions in Travis County, it's going to happen. I mean, the idea that we're this oppressed state for the left is a joke. The left is censoring and oppressing everybody. You've got this individual. Oh, by the way, we're having the three percenters on from Spokane and from Seattle tomorrow. The very folks that knew this individual and know the Redneck Revolt group, the terror group, they're going to be joining us, people that have basically had guns pointed at them by the now dead firebomber William Van Spornsen. Now, he's got a long manifesto. The full thing's up on Infowars.com. You got to go read this for yourself. But he just goes on to say that America is now run by Nazis. Fascism serves the needs of the state, serves the needs of businesses and your expense. Who benefits? Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, Tim Cook, Bill Gates, Betsy DeVos, George Soros. I mean, George Soros is the main funder of Antifa, along with Alexander Soros. But that's a known fact. It's mainstream news. It's the federal filings. We've got internal Antifa documents. It just shows these people don't even know who's feeding them. And then he continues. He says, to my comrades, I regret that I will miss the rest of the revolution. Thank you for the honor of having been in your midst. Talk about delusionals. Giving me space to be useful. Oh, letting him be near them. Oh, to feel that I was fulfilling my ideals has been the spiritual pinnacle of my life. Doing what I can. Let's put him up on screen. I want people to see this. This is the mind zombie. Doing what I can to help defend my precious and wondrous people is an experience too rich to describe. Listen to this. My trans comrades have transformed me, solidifying my conviction that we will be guided to the dream of future by those most marginalized among us today. I've dreamed it so clearly that I have no regret for not seeing how it turns out. Thank you for bringing me so far along. I am Antifa. I stand with comrades around the world who act from the love of life. Comrades who understand that freedom means real freedom for all and life worth living. And this last part's cut off. What's he say in that last sentence? Even premeditation. Comrades who understand that freedom means real freedom for all and life worth living. Keep the faith, all power of the people. And then he goes on to say, buy your guns illegally, begin the slaughter. It's so liberal. Love you. Oh, he also says things like, you'll set aside your thought. Do not think. Begin the killing. It's so loving. Liberal, liberal. You've got to go read this for yourself. Whack jobs. We show the photos that are tweeted in Paul's article on Infowars.com. I want to show people him with the redneck revolt. And there's these photos of him just where he's just walking around all glassy-eyed. I'm such a good person. His videos, too. I'm such a good person. They've almost got tears in their eyes. We're fighting so hard. These death camps that people are fighting to get into. We all got our university degrees, and we're all members of the Communist Party, and we're fighting so hard against the horrible country everyone's fighting to get into. We're ready. We've got our guns. And then we all saw what happened in Charlottesville. Yeah, a bunch of hired actors. They admit it. And boy, have they thrown me in the briar patch with their fake lawsuit out of Virginia. Yes, the Lord works in mysterious ways. We have the contracts. We have the groups that were hired actors to pose as the Nazis. They ran damn ads 2 months and a month before, the biggest group in the country that hires AstroTurf. They had websites. They had drills. They had training events. And they sued me, saying I said some photographer had killed the woman and that he'd done it for Hillary. No, I said you had a bunch of leftists that had worked for Hillary and everybody out there to show the carnage that Soros funded, hoping something happened so they could then use it to demonize anybody who's conservative, which they did. But almost every Nazi in Charlottesville was a hired actor. And nothing against, you know, Nelly effeminate gay guys. But, I mean, when you watch the torch parade, they're all just, like, patting each other. And they're like, it's like going to a huge gay bar or something. They're all, oh, we're Nazis now. Oh, yeah, did I tell you? And almost all of them formerly worked for Hillary or Obama in the year before. And they're like, they try to go, they're like, Alex, well, yes, we used to be like, but now we're Nazis. We want to be your friend, Alex. Come on. I mean, it's just a bunch of gay dudes dress up like Nazis. And they get paid as actors, and they're all literally like prancing around like, It's like a candy ass parade or something. I mean, go watch it. Go watch the raw footage of them swishing and kissing a little. Oh, God, we got caught. And I mean, this is America. This is what goes on. This is how this crap operates. We're going to go to break and come back with Joe Biden planning to drop out of the race. He may decide not to, but this is real information. This is on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it. I shot this last night. It's very important. And then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m., War Room, Owen Troyer. There's so much more. We have exclusive guests that knew and had faced the terrorists tomorrow that the governor is now blaming on Trump. Yes, it never ends. Brace yourself for more Antifa terror attacks. They've pledged to kill the families of law enforcement.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
That's the truth.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so we're going to do this special report that I put out last night, but I had them add a few things to it, like the original proof that we broke that she was in a black ambulance and collapsing. They actually found it. So that's going to be in this report, updated from the one that's posted at InfoWars.com, that Joe Biden is looking to exit the 2020 election. That doesn't mean he's going to do it. Just like it doesn't mean we're going to catch her in a black ambulance collapsing and having seizures. But we did! We did! Because the Secret Service told us. Had another little federal agency drop by, and I said, what's the info? You've been given the info, Alex. Follow her. Black ambulance. Well, give me more info. You've been given the info. We're not violating federal law on HIPAA, Jones. You already know everything, Jones. That's you already know. You've already had Pachinik on about the brain tumors. You already know. Will you just follow her? For God's sakes, this woman's evil. Well, what do you mean evil? You already know, Jones. You already know about the Lita Express. Can you imagine the Secret Service having to be around these monsters day in and day out continually? So they're transferring the video over right now. And as soon as we have it, we'll play it. It's about 15 minutes long, so we'll be able to fit it into what's left of the broadcast. Separately, we won't be on air doing stuff like this that is absolutely cutting edge, telling you about Jeffrey Epstein 10 years before anybody else, telling you about all this stuff if you can't support us. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, if you want to see us fight, if you want to see the globalists taken down, if you want to see the New World Order in trouble, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. 1776 Worldwide Special, the best fish oil, the best nootropics, the best B12, all of it, 75 to 25% off. A lot of us are lost leaders. All the apparel, 1776, even the best-selling Betsy Ross flag shirts that say America's back, these colors don't run, amazing. You know, Kaepernick says, don't buy it, don't wear it. I say take action, get it today, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, here is the report. This will be about half of the 30-minute report. It's up on InfoWars.com. But the first half is on Biden currently set to exit the race. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's from good sources that he's talking about it and very pissed off, and who can blame him, but the Democrats throw him the bus, and then we get into the open borders and all the real stuff that's happening as well. And then, like I said, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Please tell everybody about the show. That's how we override the censors to the absolute horror of Hillary and Tim Cook and all the rest of the Antifa funding trash. Here's the report. And it is golden. Is it not? And like I said, there's something about watch pots that never boil. Something about things worked on to the very last moment. So what I want to do is I'm going to go to the original report. This is going to be an amazing day. It's going to be an incredible day. Let's flush that one, and then it's just not meant to happen. Our labors are not going to happen. But tomorrow, I can have a longer report, the original Black Ambulance report, the original Hillary report, and then how it all came true. We'll have that tomorrow. Let's air the other version with a huge, beautiful drum roll, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is for you.
The country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers.
There'd be no more Charlottesville's, no more Helsinki's. The challenge of following this disastrous president, however, we believe in free speech. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting to NGOs. We'll look for enforceable commitments. They'll produce emissions, reduce emissions. What am I doing?
News today.
You're about to exclusively get what is undoubtedly the biggest news in the 2020 pivotal presidential race between Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, and the giant field of over 20 Democrats. Joe Biden is privately complaining to staff, crew, and security, including his Secret Service detail that he has, because he's the former vice president, that he is 76, that he is slurring his words, that he is having memory problems, and that he is even having coughing fits similar to Hillary Clinton. If elected, he would be the oldest president elected in U.S. history. He'd be 82 years old by the time his first term is served.
And a little bit later, I'm going to break down how Joe Biden was forced to run by the political establishment, by the Democrats, and is now being thrown under the bus. And that's the report we've also gotten, is that he is complaining that he was convinced to do this and told that he would win and that he would basically run without opposition. And now he's had the Democratic Party turn on him. He's had Obama turn on him, and his legacy is being destroyed right in front of his eyes as part of a larger cheap trick. But here is the big exclusive news. Joe Biden is currently intending to drop out of the 2020 race, potentially even before the next debate coming up at the end of the month in Detroit. He's looking at dropping out before or possibly right after if he can, what was the words I was told, gracefully exit. If they attack him on the stage, he is intending to release massive amounts of dirt on the other candidates to regain his legacy as he sees it, and then he will exit, saying the Democratic Party is falling apart and destroying itself, mirroring what Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has been saying about AOC. This is huge, exclusive breaking news.
We've just received some video of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stumbling as she left the 9/11 commemoration in New York City this morning. A statement from Clinton's campaign says she felt overheated.
Is she a no-show? We'll find out. It seems like there has been some kind of a time delay. Everybody's just waiting and kind of trying to kill time. There's a lot of dead time happening.
It is critical, if you're a new viewer or a listener, to understand something before I go further. This is paramount. In July of 2016, we had the highest level presidential passes at the RNC in Cleveland. Myself and Joe Biggs were separately approached by Secret Service. They said in the next month they would have a critical message for us about Hillary Clinton's health, but that we needed to shadow her on the campaign trail and look for a black ambulance. That's all they would say. A month later, a representative met with us in Austin and laid out the facts that she has had multiple brain tumors removed, that she would have to go off her medication before speeches, and that she would then have epileptic seizures without the medication, and that we needed to shadow her everywhere. We almost caught her the next week in Cleveland again, collapsing and having to be brought to a tent. She collapsed at other events as well. The Democrats were all in, even her constituents, on covering this up. Since then, she's been caught falling down and having seizures many times. So some of the similar type individuals, I'll leave it at that, contacted me Wednesday and said, Alex, Joe Biden doesn't want to be on the campaign trail. He has Secret Service obviously guarding him. He's the former vice president. He is really tired of being thrown under the bus by the Democrats, having his legacy destroyed. He was promised that even though he's 76 and has health problems, that he was going to be protected by the system. He now knows he's being set up. He's not sure why. Suddenly Obama and others will hardly even talk to him. Suddenly he's not raising as much money as he was, and he's complaining, saying, why am I here? Why am I doing this? He's coughing. He's saying he's having memory problems. He's getting medical checkups for problems with his brain. He already had major strokes before. He almost died from embolisms.
I had two cranial aneurysms, and they literally had to take the top of my head off. I mean, they take a saw and they cut your head off. What are my chances of getting off this table and being completely normal? He said, well, your chances of living are a lot better.
And so when I asked the sources, I said, well, are you sure he's going to drop out? They said, yes. He's looking for a way to exit. He's not sure if he's going to do it.
We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Soul X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let's go back to part of the report that's on InfoWars.com. Joe Biden planning to exit 2020 race. He's eyeing to do it. Doesn't mean he will, but this is real information. And then we have a third version of this with even more added data that's going to be uploaded tonight when the full show gets uploaded. There'll be a third version that has even more information added to it, but here it is live. Sure, he's going to drop out. They said, yes, he's looking for a way to exit. He's not sure if he's going to do it before the debate, at the end of the month, or after, but he is mightily pissed because they knew he had health problems when he started the campaign, and they've gotten a lot worse, almost like it's a curse or something. And so now there's a new video that's on InfoWars.com. Joe Biden stumbles, slurs, coughs through speech, wonders, what am I doing? And that's exactly what I was told by our sources that are guarding him, is that Joe Biden... he's saying, damn it, why am I doing this? What's happening? And he kind of goes in and out, almost like Alzheimer's, where he's cogent and well-spoken, and then all of a sudden not cogent, not well-spoken, and again, once off the campaign. Now, there's a slim chance he's going to try to stay in. But even if Biden tries to stay in, how does he stay in when every speech he has slurred words? Every speech, every sentence has problems where he's mixing up words, where he is having coughing fits, worse than Hillary. How at 76 is he going to go through the grueling debates and the campaign and the lights in the next year and a half? No, Joe Biden is a smart guy. Joe Biden has been a very intelligent person, though he's worked for the dark side. And he knows he cannot stay in. Now, maybe they intended for Biden to go in and win, but now that they see he's sick, they're planning to attack him, I guess, until he drops out. So you're about to see what happens. I don't know all the thinking. I don't know every angle that goes into this, but you're getting exclusive information. So here's his speech yesterday. And then we're going to play the speech that I commentated on when he first launched his campaign on April 31st of this year with slurring his words, not being able to speak. I asked, has he had a second stroke? And that's why Facebook said that they finally banned me off Instagram, because I was involved in election meddling. Asking if somebody's had a second stroke who's already had major problems is very, very reasonable. But again, I'm supposedly fake news. No, we're real news, and they're scared of us. They even said on CNN, MSNBC, he's got to be banned because he's the one that said Hillary was falling down. And he's the one that now says Biden has trouble talking. Biden has trouble talking on the videos. Hillary was falling down. She fell down on camera and had a seizure. They're trying to take us off the air because we have credibility and they know we're telling the truth. So here's the latest event. And then here's the one that got us banned when we first questioned this months ago. And see, that's how leadership works. When you're the first to question something when nobody else will, and it turns out you're right, the inside sources contact you because they know you're not controlled and will tell the truth. And that's why InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com are tomorrow's news today.
As President of the United States, I would remind the world that we are the United States of America, and we do not coddle dictators. The United States of America gives hate no safe harbor. There will be no more Charlottesvilles, no more Helsinkis. The challenge of following this disastrous presidency over will not be just to restore the reputation and our credibility. Donald Trump and the demagogues around the world are leaning into these forces. That triumph of democracy and liberalism over fascism and autocracy that has driven all our economic process and progress. We believe in free speech. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting to NGOs. We'll even talk about family planning. But President Trump took those words, those literal words, nation of immigrants, out of the statement, the mission statement of our citizenship and immigration services. We have to be honest about, because we've neglected the basics by strengthening. Folks, we're virtually energy independent. He has, I don't know how to say it, he's alienated us from the very democratic allies we need most. And partnerships built on coercion, to take on non-traditional threats like weaponized corruption. We cannot be a credible voice on the proliferation of nuclear security, and on proliferation of nuclear security. We'll look for enforceable commitments. They'll reduce emissions.
And again, here's Biden 3 months ago. His first speech went off like a derailment of a train, and this is what got us banned further, because dirty Americans are supposed to keep their mouths shut and not talk about what they observe. Heck, maybe Hillary takes on kind of an urban accent when she's in front of blacks. So does AOC. So maybe he just thinks that these union workers are mentally retarded. Maybe that's why. And I'm not making fun of with other people. I'm really worried about Biden. They just have a big stroke. He's up to tell us about Wall Street. Hey, let's go back to him.
All my time in public life, once I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers.
Yeah, it wasn't.
If the enterprise hits hard times, everybody took a hit. Union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the less to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for their people. Right today, the same is happening in big hospital systems.
They support the people.
We have to rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Folks in America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had.
All right, let's stop right there. The report goes on. And you can go to any speech he gives. In fact, last night I spent about 2 hours after the children went to sleep just going to YouTube and typing in Joe Biden and then clicking on his videos and watching new ones. And he was slurring through almost all of them, bumbling around. Looks like hell. Looks like he's 90 years old. He is 76. How is he going to run? Well, the word is, he was told he was just going to be given the nomination. And now that he's not, he's getting upset. But let me shift gears into a subject that's very important. The Democratic Party, the Audubon Society, the UN, they don't want the U.S. to be able to have clean-burning coal. We have more coal than any other country in the world. We have clean-burning coal that produces nothing but carbon dioxide. That's not monoxide. That's carbon dioxide that plants breathe and water vapor. We have the clean coal. And that's going to hurt Saudi Arabia and other people if we don't need to buy their oil, if we're energy independent. So they fund all these leftist groups to call for our coal to be shut off because we have 10,000-year supply, basically. That's what this is about. If our coal shut off, all the oil companies make more money. It's the oil companies actually lobbying, are the biggest funders for the carbon taxes that mainly targets, again, coal. But you look at New York City, because they won't let us have these plants, coal power plants have been shut down, over 1,000 of them, more and more, our energy sources are going out. We're having more blackouts across the country, like a third world country. This happened last night. Let's play the audio. This is in New York City. They're up there, and the sound just goes off. Think about that. And then hours and hours of no power. They claim, oh, a piece of equipment malfunctioned. Yeah, the equipment's old. The nuclear reactors are old. 1,000 coal plants have been shut down. The country is being deindustrialized. We can't compete with China when they open 5 new plants a week. And up until the time Trump got in, we were closing plants every month. We're being industrially shut down. But the left, who wants all the free crap, they're here bitching. They also say they want electric cars. Well, electric cars take more carbon than a regular car. But Greg Reese cut an ad this week before this even happened, talking about it for InfoWarsStore.com. Here it is in closing.
As we witness the most disastrous geological activity in recorded history, the globalists are backed into a corner, and the leftists are pushing for civil war. Borders are being broken, and sovereignty is being challenged. The world is going to change, and how it changes will likely be decided by those who are prepared to stay strong when the system fails. The system is vulnerable. Electricity could be gone in an instant, and grocery stores could be empty in 3 days. Having storable foods and the ability to purify water will give you a fighting chance in the next level. And being without puts you at the mercy of others or makes you a slave to a dying system. Buy storable foods and an Alexa Pure Gravity Water Filter today. Support mankind by being prepared. And support freedom by buying from InfoWarsStore.com.
I'll see you all back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless best testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.